As I was motivating down the boulevard late one night, I saw this guy in the corner, bumming it all alone. As I'm passing by, he hollers out,
"By any chance you going my way?"
I said, "Sure, baby, hop in and give me a cigarette." And that was a moment I regretted. He said, "Reach for the sky." I said, "But I don't understand, sir. Don't give me no monkey business. I got a stopper in my hand." He said, "You see this, I got here. This is a 38 pistol built on a 45 frame. Shoots tombstone bullets and a ball and chain. But I'm not trying to rile you up now. I just want you to know, if the cops start crowding me in, you're gonna be the first to go.
Oh, reach for the sky."
I said, "But I don't understand, sir.
Don't give me no monkey business. This here's a stopper in my hand.
Now I just want you to drive on and don't look back at nothing." That's what he told me, that's what he said. "When you get to these here lights, I want you to turn left, and then a sharp turn to your right, and pull into that alley." Not that alley, that alley over there. "Now draw up alongside this liquor store. Now I'm going in the liquor store, and when I come out with the money, I want you to step on the gas real hard.
Oh, reach for the sky."
But I don't understand, sir.
"Don't give me no monkey business. I got a stopper in my hand, you know."
Well, let me tell you, I was just sat there trembling. And this spotlight hit me plumb in the face. Policeman came up and said, "Move over, baby. We're gonna take your place." Just then, this man came running out of the liquor store with the money. He made a mistake in the dark and got into the police car. I heard the policeman holler to him, "This time, we're gonna put you so far back in jail, they're gonna have to pump air into you."
Oh, reach for the sky.
I don't understand you, sir.